As the principal wife of Zeus and queen of heaven, Hera appears to be the sublime embodiment of strict matronly virtue, and, on that account, the protectress of purity and married women. Faultless in her fidelity as a wife, she represented the sanctity of the marriage tie and was strongly imbued with hatred of any immorality. She was forever on the run, trying to keep track of Zeus and devise ways of revenge not really upon her husband, but rather upon his hopeless mistresses. Zeus's zest for pretty faces knew no limits, while Hera's persecution of her rivals and their children were relentless. Out of extreme jealousy, Hera once sent the dreadful serpent Python to terrify and torment the beautiful goddess Leto, which compelled Zeus to create Delos, a secret floating island in the Aegean Sea, the birthplace of Apollo and Artemis. Apart from the immortal lovers of Zeus, Hera had countless rivals in the mortal world. A proof of the legendary wrath of Hera relates to a beautiful maiden named Io. Zeus was much attached to Io, a priestess of Hera, and had foreseen the jealous intrigues of his wife, so he changed Io into a white cow. Seeing through the deceit, Hera contrived to obtain the animal as a present from Zeus, and placed her under the watchful care of Argus, a monster with 100 eyes. Fastened to an olive tree, Io had no chance to escape, for the monster never closed more than 2 eyes at a time. Zeus, unable to bear the suffering of her mistress, sent Hermes down to kill the monster. With the sound of his magic lyre, Hermes succeeded in putting all the 100 eyes into sleep, and thus released Io by slaying Argus. However, Hermes had to flee when he sensed the approach of Hera. The severed head of Argus enraged Hera, who took out all his eyes and stuck them on the tail of a peacock, where they remained up to this day. In her jealous wrath, Hera sent a gadfly to torment Io, who was driven from land to land, and eventually passed over the strait which divides Europe and Asia. So the strip of water got its name, Bosporus, meaning the way of the cow. Zeus pleaded with Hera to leave Io alone, and promised that he would never pay Io any more attention. At length, Io reached Egypt, where she was allowed to restore her original form. She settled down and gave birth to a son, Epaphus, who afterwards became king of Egypt and built the famous city Memphis. There is another myth of Semele, the beautiful princess of Phoenicia, who was greatly beloved by Zeus but hated by Hera. With jealous malignity, Hera disguised herself as Semele's old nurse, persuaded the maiden to assist upon Zeus visiting her as he appeared to Hera. Suspecting no treachery, Semele followed the advice. When Zeus revealed himself as the mighty lord of the universe, accompanied by thunder and lightning, Semele was instantly consumed in the flames. At the moment of her perishing, Zeus grabbed from the fire her 6-month aborted baby, and sewed it into his thigh. A few months later, Dionysus was born. Dionysus, the god of wine, was also referred to as the twice born.